A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab. Aminadab became the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar. Eleazar became the father of Matthan, Matthan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord. It takes a long time to make a Messiah. Well, I guess that's not very well said, you know. The Messiah business is really up to God. But we humans, we help God. God works with the help of our hands and our minds, our bodies, our brains, our hearts. More than once, St. Paul refers to us, in fact, as co-workers with God. Matthew's Gospel today tells a long story, kind of boring story, about the making of a Messiah. Lots of people were involved. And if we could look into the personal files of all those people, we'd probably put our faith to quite a test. Not a single one of them, not even King David, would have had much of a chance at becoming Barack Obama's pick for vice president. Just no way. But isn't it great that Matthew put the whole family tree right out there on the internet for everyone to see? I bet that if you were to Google Jesus' aunts and uncles, you could get not only their names and addresses, but even their police and dental records as well. It's quite a motley crowd, let me tell you. In fact, it might be better not to Google Jesus' family tree. I mean, you'd have to have a pretty strong faith just to get through the first third of the list. Isn't it fun to be human? Sorry for the long introduction. I guess we should get to the main point. Today is actually the birth of Mary, the feast of the birth of Mary. And Mary certainly stands out like a shining star at the end of that long line of kinfolk. In fact, I wonder if Mary really knew what kind of family she was actually marrying into. This long line of folks are, of course, Joseph's ancestors. So Mary comes into this family by her own choice. She has fallen in love with Jacob's son, Joseph, and the two decide to join their lives as one in love. At some point, Mary must have sat down with Joseph and told her side of the story, too, her aunts and uncles and all the funny stories that had been passed down in their family from generation to generation. I bet that her side of the family was just as colorful as his. What we do know is that once upon a time, a little boy named Joseph was born in the home of a working class Jewish family. And then around that same period of time, a little girl named Mary was born. They met, they fell in love, and God smiled upon them both. And then God took those two clumps of human clay, both products of family trees, pretty filled with lights and shadows. And then God did what God does best. God breathed love into those two clumps of clay, and the rest of that story is our story. You see, you and I are like the adopted kids in this story. We were brought into this family because God is love. Because God, like a divine potter, loves to do beautiful things with simple clumps of clay. The same God who fashioned the Messiah in the womb of Mary fashioned us as well, bringing us into this long and marvelous story of love. And, of course, a story of humor, because this whole history of salvation is kind of a divine comedy after all. Historians and theologians have fun going back and studying these ancient genealogies and family trees, trying to get a glimpse into the past. Unfortunately, in case you didn't notice, these genealogies were written for men, by men, and about men. The women are glaringly absent, for the most part. Just one more of the shadows that hangs over our long Judeo-Christian story. But you know, I think that that's what makes today's celebration even more glorious. Today is Mary's birthday. It took the birth of a little girl, a little insignificant Jewish girl, for this old story to become our story, to become a story of light and love. Mary's birth marks the beginning of a new family photo album. Because God, the divine potter, took the moist clay of Mary and declared, "Behold, I make all things new." Mary's story is our story. And if God was able to form in the womb of this young peasant woman from an obscure village the long-awaited Messiah, then just imagine what God can do with us. It took a heck of a long time for God to fashion the Messiah out of clay in the womb of a woman. But wasn't it well worth the wait? God really has done something new. Today we celebrate Mary's birthday. Today we celebrate the love of a God who does magnificent, beautiful artwork with simple clumps of clay. Yep, this is our story too. And just imagine what God can do with us.